going ahead with the store manager operations, the store manager needs to do a performance analysis. He needs to track and analyze the sales report. So there is a daily sales report, there is a weekly sales report, there is monthly sales report, there is quarterly, half yearly and yearly sales reports. So he needs to keep an eye on what products which are generating sales, which product is giving good margins, which product is giving low margins, which product is slow moving. So he needs to have strategies with regards to the inventory. He needs to keep an eye on the footfall. So in case if the footfalls are dropping on a specific day, if the footfalls are not coming on Wednesdays or Thursdays, now he needs to do analysis. He needs to go through a lot of reports and take corrective action. So in case of inventory, if certain product is not moving, it's slow moving, and then definitely he needs to get in touch with the buying team, ensure it's moved out or it's removed from the store. That is regards to the strategy with regards to the inventory management. Similarly, in case of footfalls, in case the footfalls are dropping only on Wednesday, then he needs to get in touch with the marketing team. He needs to put it across to the pain point to the marketing team, devise a strategy, come with a plan where they do some promotions for women or ladies who are not coming on Wednesdays to ensure that there are adequate footfalls. So that is with regards to the footfalls. Coming to the conversion, so he needs to ensure that the staff is not able to convert customers, then he needs to ensure that they are trained again, proper coaching of the staff is done. So in case if the store manager is leading a team of 100 staff and out of which 10 staff are not able to sell, then he needs to pick those 10 staff, go deep down, analyze, check why they are not able to sell, give them product training, make them accountable, give them targets, and they need to ensure that they sell those product particularly so that that increase the conversions and which increase the profitability of the store. So that is with regards to the performance analysis with different departments. Moving to the very important and key point, the next point is promotion and events. So whenever there is an marketing department comes up with plans or different strategies which is communicated from head office to the store, that needs to be briefed to the staff. Everyone needs to be told about the promotion. They need to ensure that each and every customer is told about the promotion and they take benefit of the promotion, which results into maximizing of sales and customer engagement. So whenever any promotion is decided, the store manager plays a very crucial role. The briefing needs to be done and the staff needs to tell the customers that yes, definitely this product gives you benefit and they need to take advantage of the promotion to increase their customer delight point. Documents and files to be maintained. So the store manager, the store needs to maintain a lot of documents which are very crucial with regards to the store management point of view. And the first point, if the store is in a mall, then the store head needs to maintain the copies of lease agreement. This is applicable with regards to the local store where it's a standalone store as well, and if the store is on lease, then the communication and agreement with the lessor and the lessee needs to be available. So that's the document the store manager needs to be there handy with him or her. That's the first document. The store layout and the asset lease is also a very important document which the store team needs to be there. So the layout will help definitely where the food is kept, where non-food is kept. Definitely the layout helps into customer convenience as well. Also all the assets, so whether it is gondolas, whether it is bins, with regards to the POS, cash tills, this all comes under asset. So even the fire extinguisher comes under asset. A lot of other products, a lot of things which are used in the store comes into the asset part, and definitely that list needs to be files properly and be easily available for the reference. So that helps into the smooth operations. Moving to the next point is store licenses. So the store manager or the person in charge needs to keep copy of all the licenses and the permits for regulatory compliance. So in case if the store needs an store license, or in Mumbai or in Maharashtra you need a Gumasta license, or Bombay Shop and Establishment Act needs a license to operate a store, then that store original license or the Xerox copy has to be there. It has to be framed, it has to be displayed as per the law. So all those copies should be easily available. That is one of the example. In case if the store is selling pesticide, then there is a pesticide license which is required, that needs to be there. That's one of the examples. In case of various different products which need licenses, or imported products needs a barcode which has date of import and date of manufacturer or date of the marketer, all those licenses needs to be there available with regards to the regulatory compliance. So all these documents needs to be filed and maintained properly, so that that doesn't hamper the smooth operations. Manpower chart. So to have a successful delivery of customer service, the manpower chart plays a very important role. It maintains an organogram where the store staffing is done, the manning is done. They need to ensure that every department has a staff available. So in case if there is the store is operational from morning 10 to evening 10, then they need to ensure that the girl staff, after, once they leave at around the lady staff, if they leave at around 8 p.m., then there is man staff, male staff available. Proper manning needs to be done so that any given point of time the section is not without any staff. If a customer needs any help, the staff is available. So all these manpower charts definitely helps, since the store operates 365 days a year. Optional offs are given on a weekday, so they need to ensure that proper manning is done, manpower is available as and when the customer needs. And that's the very important document, which is regards to the manpower chart. Moving to the business plan and achievements. So the store manager or the store head needs to keep an eye on the daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, half yearly targets. They need to track monthly business achievements, targets versus achievement, and that needs to be discussed in the team briefing as well. So in case if the store is not able to achieve targets, then corrective action needs to be taken. Why they are not able to achieve, they need to do analysis, they need to do go deep down, they need to check what went right, what went wrong. And in case if certain thing is happening, certain things is being done right, then that needs to be replicated with other department as well. So if food team is selling some products, they are selling, upselling, cross selling, and they are pushing certain products which has helped into food department, definitely certain things can be done in non-food as well. So the store manager needs to ensure that the business plan and achievements are there, quickly available, and they help into smooth functioning of the store. The next important point is planogram, which maintains the planogram for the optimal placement and visual merchandising. So the planogram definitely keps, it's like a ready reckoner for the store manager, that all the products are kept as per the planogram, the products are displayed which are giving optimal visual help in merchandising, the products are available at the eye level shelf, thereby resulting into good sales. So that's why a planogram is also very important. The essential technical skills for store managers is they need to have major skills, which is leadership, customer service, and organization detail orientation. So when the store leader performs, behaves like a leader, he motivates the staff to sell, the stocks are available, he does his briefing, he leads by example, he does walk the talk, he talks to the customers, clears the doubt, and he leads by example, definitely that's going to help into sales. So that's the very key crucial factor is leadership. The second point is customer centric approach. So if the store manager has attitude, he has a problem solving attitude, he's patient, listens to the customer, critical thinking, quickly helps customer to solve the problem, definitely this leadership and customer service centric point definitely helps. It's a very essential skill for the manager to be successful. The third is organization and detail orientation. Managing schedules, inventory and operational details definitely helps into efficiency, and that results into sales and repeat customer sales and repeat loyal customers to come back again, thereby giving a long-term growth. Moving ahead is, there's definitely the sales, the manager needs to be having sales skills, achieving sales goal, creating promotions, upselling, analyzing sales definitely helps into smooth operations. So looking at the sales report, in case if there is less number of footfalls, he needs to strategize, he needs to come up with promotions. In case the store is doing okay, but then he needs to increase the number of ticket size, or ticket size is the price value of the product. He needs to ensure that the ticket size goes up or the basket size goes up, then he has to come, he or she has to come up with strategy with regards to the upselling, cross-selling, complementary products needs to be kept, the inventory needs to be checked. So in case there's a sale of cornflakes has gone off, then definitely needs to put milk along with that. So all this, the complementary product with regards to shirt and trousers are kept together. The socks, handkerchief, belt are all paired together to make a set. So all these sales skills come into picture. They need to have a lot of analyzing skills as well. A lot of data is available. He needs to work on those data, analyze it, process it, implement scheme and ensure that the sales happen and it results into profit. The store is profitable and it's delivering profit as per the organization goals. Next is financial and technical acumen, understanding financial aspects, managing transaction and utilizing POS system. So the important skill is to have financial and technical acumen as well. There is P&L available. He needs to analyze where he is making losses. He needs to curb down the losses. In case if there is profit, he needs to enhance that the production, the finance is taken care into the loss making. If any particular department is not functioning well, he needs to go speak to them, motivate them and ensure that everyone delivers a positive experience for the store. So the next point is very effective skills for the customer. So the soft skills for the store, effective store manager is very important skill. So if the store manager is able to convince, or he's as a leader, he's able to convince the staff, he needs to ensure there's an effective communication. The promotions are, so when he does briefing, he needs to ensure that each and every department have understood the promotion. The communication is very clear. He needs to ensure that the each every customer is getting the promotions, they are understanding it, which results into sale. So that's why key communication is important with regards to the staff briefing as well as the customer communication. The very important skill is empathy. The store manager has to have a good skill. He needs to have an empathy. He needs to understand the needs and problem of both customers and employee. So if he is empathetic, definitely that's going to help the customers. If the staff is happy, they will bring more happy customers. Teamwork, definitely store manager needs to be a leader. He needs to ensure that the team does collaboration. They are motivated. They are motivated to sell enough, which gives healthy work culture, resulting into more sales and loyal customers. Adaptability. So the store manager needs to be adaptable. He needs to be flexible. In case the promotions are changed quickly, he needs to understand, communicate to the team, ensure that it's done on real-time basis. The environment fosters growth, and definitely he responds to change quickly, ensuring the smooth operations. Importance of soft skills in stores with regards to the store management. So in case if the store manager and the store management team is having positive approach, customer-centric approach, they are empathetic towards staff, they will definitely result into sale. Enhanced communications, putting signages with regards to the promotion, checking customer satisfaction level, product availability, all these results into the loyal customer coming back. So if they are polite, the staff team is polite, they welcome customer, they welcome the guests, they help customers to inform buying, they share features, advantages and benefits. Definitely it's going to increase the overall experience and the customer satisfaction, which results into sales and repeat business. So as I said earlier, there is the store operations are always run on SOPs. There are checklists available, and there is a checklist available for the areas which are outside. So the store management team needs to ensure that the parking area is pick and span. There is adequate parking available to ensure four wheelers and two wheelers are parked in allocated spaces. That's broomed, that's clean, the mopping is done over there, the dustbins are clean, neat and clean. That definitely helps into the customer experience. External signages, so which are dust free, the maintenance department need to ensure, the housekeeping department needs to ensure dust free, clean and glow signs are available. If the illumination, the signboard are illuminated, then the lights are working. If it's an LED board, then ensure that all the LEDs are working. So all this comes under the maintenance, and the store manager needs to take a round and check. It could be a daily or a weekly round, or he needs to check with the checklist. He needs to ensure that all the placement, cleanliness are in order. All the signage doesn't have any spelling mistake. Everything is perfect. That's helped into the good customer experience. Concessionaire partners need to check operational status, ensure cleanliness, and staff grooming. So very important part about the customer experience is grooming. The staff needs to be properly groomed. The hair should be in place. The uniform is ironed. There is no crease on the shirts. The shoes are properly polished. The same goes, the girls, the lady staff is having a light makeup. They are groomed as per the grooming standards. So all these things also help into store operations. Moving ahead, there is a security guard available at the entrance. The guard needs to wish as per the SOP. The guard should be well groomed. They need to have smile, greet, and follow the standard operating procedures. Again, this comes under the purview of the store management. So they need to check that adequate staff are manned. There is no security lapse. In case of shrinkage or this theft, the guard is available. So that also comes under the security part. The important factor with regards to the store operation is the security. The store management team needs to ensure that there's a presence of security guard at the entrance. They are available to greet, smile. A well-groomed security guard, definitely having proper registers, give positive signal, vibes to the customer. And that's a very important factor with regards to the store operations. Similarly, moving to the very important point is the equipment. So the store manager has a store admin person. The admin person would have certain responsible person to check that there is a DG set available and there's an adequate supply of diesel available. So in case of there is power cut or power failure, the DG set is operational, working adequately on full capacity, thereby ensuring good customer service. So that also is very important with regards to the store operations. Moving to the next point is, again, yes, housekeeping department comes under admin, store admin, and the store management, the managers, the department managers, assistant department managers, and even every staff needs to ensure that the dustbins are emptied at regular intervals, the shelves are dust free, the doormats are clean. In case of washroom, the taps are not leaking, the faucets are not working, the latches are working fine in the washroom and in the trial room. So in short, adequate maintenance needs to be there. Maintenance activity needs to be done regularly so that it gives positive feedback, it gives positive and it gives good vibes to the customer. Definitely it gives you a feel-good factor and the customer comes back for the good experience. The same thing goes with the customer service desk as well, where the complaint registers are quickly available, the shelves are neat and clean, proper service is given, the customers are heard, they have good listening skills, where they quickly learn, listen to the customer complaint, give proper solution and ensure that they give positive feedback, they give positive response to the customer. That was the outside store checklist. There is again a checklist with regards to the inside store. For the customer convenience, the aisle needs to be open, it has to be clean. There should be no product or bins kept which hampers the customer movement. So that also needs to be checked when the store manager takes a walk. Number of trolleys and baskets should be adequate. It has to be available when a customer walks in. Those are available at the entrance. In case if they are scattered, someone who's responsible needs to get it collected, ensure that it's available at the entrance of the store. The lights needs to be functioned. The AC has to have an optimal temperature. So again, yes, definitely the store admin or the person in charge needs to check that as well. Moving to the important point, which is floor hygiene and cleanliness. So proper shelves, equal shelves needs to be there. The dusting of the shelf needs to be done. Every shelf needs to be oiled and the floor stacks needs to be perfectly stacked, giving a proper look and feel for the customer. Moving ahead in the next point is inside store area checklist. So all the fixtures, the freezers, gondolas, chiller needs to be clean. They need to be in proper working condition. There is always a checklist for that as well. With regards to the vendor equipments, with regards to the weighing scale, all those needs to be in working condition. Periodic maintenance, annual maintenance contract needs to be done so that it doesn't conk off or it doesn't stop working when the customers are shopping. So all these comes under the maintenance. Moving to the next point is manpower. Staff needs to be properly groomed in uniform. The staff needs to be manned. The area needs to be manned. At any given point of time, there shouldn't be an area where the staff is missing. The staff is available with the promotions. They are available. They know the products. So that comes to the manpower. Product display and pricing plays a very important role with regards to the store operations. So in case the product is not displayed as per the planogram, definitely not going to help sales. Customers not going to be happy. They are not going to come back. So that is the important point with regards to the proper placement. Etiquette stocking of impulse bill and demonstration tables has to be used. So in case if there is a specific promotion running going with the product, adequate stock has to be available. It has to be displayed right in the entrance or at the place where it reduces high visibility and it ensures that the promotion is successful. So adequate stocking table needs to be there. Product price and promotion, it has to be highlighted on shelves. It has to be highlighted with signages. Definitely helps into long run of the helps into the maximizing profit and sales. In case if the promotion is over, then the signage needs to be removed. The expired or damaged stock needs to be removed. If the product is expired off, it needs to be immediately removed from the shelf. So that's with regards to the removal of expired or damaged product. With regards to the store, in-store signages and communication, there has to be proper bifurcation with regards to the food and non-food products, with regards to the categories. The directional signages has to be in place. So in case if there is a lift, there has to be a signage. In case there is a washroom, there has to be a proper signage. So all this comes under directional signages. And definitely the store manager or the store management team needs to take a walk and ensure that all signages are in place. All visual merchandise or the flex visuals, the sunboard and everything are in place. There's no chipped off, it's not torn, and it's appealing to the eyes. Moving to the visual merchandising and the cash till checklist. So that's the next important point with regards to the checklist. The store management or the store manager needs to take a round, ensure that all visual merchandising material products are there available. All the mannequins are dusted. There is no chip off of the mannequins. They have adequate lighting. That also needs to be checked. That is with regards to the visual merchandising and cash till checklist. That's the first point with regards to that. The next important point is cash till and billing. So when the store manager or the management team takes around, they need to ensure that adequate cash tills are working. The EDC, the POS machines are working. There is a manual bill book available in case of power outage. The customer should not suffer. They should have manual bills, which is operational. They need to ensure that adequate UPI barcodes are there. The network is perfectly fine. When the customer swipes a card, there's a smooth transaction. So all those maintenance activity needs to be performed and needs to ensure that it doesn't hamper customer service and the customers are given best treatment when they come out. That's the last stage where they come out after the shopping. So it's a pleasant experience for them. Checking additional points and reporting. So the customer, the store management team also need to check around, check the baggage counter and the entrance. They need to check additional tokens are available so that there is no untoward experience which happens at the entrance, which is the first touch point for the customer. So they need to ensure that customer service desk and home delivery desk are manned properly. They are using proper registers, they are groomed, they are polite, they are helping customers in every possible way to ensure that they get a pleasant shopping experience. So all those things ensure a repeat business, and they also need to check the home deliveries, whether they are being delivered on time, timely completion of delivering is happening or not, which again results into loyal customers. Additional checkpoints and reporting. So, as and when there are backend commercial registers, the store manager needs to check it weekly or monthly. There are checklists available for that. So, they need to do a surprise audit as well to check daily cash is being deposited properly. The bank person is coming, the check is deposited. The head cashier has to update all the registers. He needs to ensure proper change is available. In case of POS machine not working, he needs to get it replaced. So all these corrective actions definitely help in long run. That's helped into smooth operations. Again, with regards to checking the negative stock of SKUs, stock keeping units, and maintaining licenses, that also comes under the head cashier or the person in charge, store commercial person, who's responsible to check negative balances in with regards to the stock, as well as to maintain licenses as well. So all this comes under the checklist of the store commercial person or the cashier. Adoption of technology. So there is a streamlining process. Retailers are leveraging advanced technologies to streamline operations and improve efficiencies. A lot of corporates are incorporating technology to streamline the process. The checklists have become online now. A lot of processes help into streamlining it. So that's with regards to the streamlining process with adoption of technology. Enhanced shopping experience, implementation of self-checkout kiosk and mobile payment solution offers customer seamless experience, very easy to understand. Most of the retailers nowadays are implementing self-checkout kiosks with a payment facility available, where a person can pick up the product, make the card payment, and move out. So it provides seamless experiences. Real-time inventory management. So there is a use of RFID technologies enabled. Retailers to track inventory in real time, reducing stockouts and improving accuracy. So a lot of RFID tags being used. If a product is picked up, scanned and sold, it gives real time picture of the product availability, ensuring that there are no stockouts. The products are ordered and they are available around the year, 365 days. Omnichannel retailing. So again, yes, definitely retailer needs to have rise of omnichannel retailing. Allows customers to shop seamlessly across various channels. So the retailer needs to be available online and offline. The products are available. It gives a better shopping experience, and that's why omnichannel retailing is the need of the hour. So they need to ensure that they are available on both the platforms. Integration of physical and digital channel needs to be integration needs to be done. They need to talk to each other. The retailer needs to ensure that the physical store as well as online store have adequate stocks, so that it gives better experience to the customer. Convenience and flexibility. Customers can browse product online, make purchase through mobile app, and choose between home delivery or in-store pickup options. So the biggest factor for customer service is the convenience and the flexibility. So the retailer needs to be flexible. He has to have both omnichannel presence online and offline. They need to offer customer options that if he needs to, if he's buying a product, it has to be delivered. It can be delivered at his house, or if the customer prefers to come and pick it up from the store, that option is also available. Hence, ensuring that the customer is the king and they buy, or the customer convenience is placed utmost important. Sustainability initiatives. So as we have seen, and the government is putting a lot of efforts with regards to the sustainability. The corporates are putting a lot of efforts with regards to the product which are environment friendly, which helps into environment conversion. So the retailers are implementing a lot of sustainability initiatives to minimize environmental footprint, where there is less damage to the environment. Ethical business practices. So when the initiatives includes reducing plastic packaging, sourcing eco-friendly products, material, implementing energy efficient technologies, that also helps into maximizing the profits, winning the trust of the customer with eco-friendly products. So that comes under the ethical business practices. The last point is brand reputation and loyalty. So by embracing sustainability, retailers appeal to eco-conscious consumers, enhancing brand reputation and loyalty. So when the corporate or when the store uses sustainability initiatives, that builds in long term, it builds the brand reputation, it builds the loyalty, and definitely enhance the reputation of the organization, resulting into repeat customer business. So with this, we saw what is the importance of the store operations today, how different departments come together, they work, they provide seamless experience, how the retailer needs to have online and offline presence. All this department needs to be working together, ensuring no stockouts. It gives positive customer response. So all these efforts taken by the store manager and the store team results into happy and satisfied customer giving a repeat business. So that was store operations with regards to the retail scenario. Thank you.